am. I'm passing away. I suppose I'm one of the lucky ones at the moment. I'm working as a guard in Limerick, so I suppose at least I can keep some kind of bit of routine. But of course, I'm missing the sport, and of course, a lot of people are. But I suppose in the list of priorities, health, well-being, and people's livelihood, it's well down the line. But I suppose
absolutely,
a lot of people, it brings a lot of happiness, and to ourselves, it brings great routine and a lot of friendship. So I suppose it is something you are going to miss in times like these.
I saw it described recently, sport, as being the most important of the unimportant things. You're dead right that compared to some of the things that are happening in the world, this is largely irrelevant. But for some people, it has been an outlet that's been taken away. For teams, it's been really difficult too. I mean, you haven't been able to meet, you haven't been able to train. What exactly has been going on for the Clare footballers?
Well, I suppose we all were given individual programmes, and that was tailored in the past 2 weeks because of the restrictions of, I suppose, how much distance you can cover in terms of exercise. So we've also, there's an app there where you can do kind of a video call amongst players just to do an exercise class. And it was a good idea that management brought in, I suppose, just so lads can still have a bit of a crack and lads can still, I suppose, talk to each other. And I suppose that connection that you're missing from meeting each other and training week on week, you still have it, I suppose, over the phone. So something like that has kind of helped, because I suppose like that you're meeting guys 3 times a week, maybe sometimes 5 times a week, and you go straight away then to not seeing them for a long time, and
sure,
you would miss the friendships you'd build up there. So I suppose that we're doing all we can really, but we're everyone's abiding by the restrictions, and I think every county team is, which is great to see.
Stay with us, Owen. Niamh O'Dea is on the line as well, dual star for Clare from Kilfenora. Niamh, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm good, and thanks very much for joining us this morning. Just listening to Owen there talking about training, I'm sure it's similar for yourself and for your own teammates as well, but it must be hard to train and to stay fit when you don't know, you don't have a timeline. You don't know when you'll be in action again.
Yeah, I suppose that uncertainty is kind of the hardest part. You don't have a deadline, you don't know the date you're aiming towards. But look, I suppose, like as you said there, it's the least important at the moment, so abiding by all the restrictions and all that is important at the moment, but everyone is still doing their own bit and hoping that we do get to play a championship this year at some stage is the big hope at this stage.
And it's a hope, and it's completely out of all of our control. Is it tough, though, to have this big element of your life effectively taken away? The routine, Owen talked about it there. He has it for work, and you know, we all have it through different parts of our life, but the routine of going to training has certainly been changed significantly.
Oh, definitely. Like most evenings would have been taken up by sport, whether it be gym, recovery, collective session or that. So it's been hard to try and get into your own routine of doing your own thing by yourself. Trying to motivate yourself as well, I suppose, is a different aspect that we probably haven't had to deal with ourselves, being in a team aspect. But I suppose in the bigger scheme of things, it's just getting out, keeping our minds fresh and hopefully just, I suppose, hoping that we do get to go back into collective session soon.
And is there much, Niamh, with regards to, and I'm not looking for you to give away any secrets here, but has there been much with regards to moral support for people? You know, I mean, I've had people just say to me, you know, when I'm talking with people, or if I've been in the shop, for example, they've been saying that they're finding it tough at this time. And we know that teammates lean on each other for support, not just on the field. Have you had much of that?
Yeah, look, I suppose, as Owen said, like, the ones we play sport with are our main friends and that. So I suppose we're in constant contact with all them, with management, all that. There's a lot of apps out there now as well, like different apps online that allow us all to talk and communicate. So I suppose we do still have that link. It's just a little bit different at this stage. Just trying to motivate each other and keep ourselves going and all that as well. But no, the girls and the management are still there. They're very good for keeping in touch and all that, yeah.
Sorry, Niamh. David Fitzgerald is on the line as well. He hurls for Clare and for Ainnicle Lamona. David, good morning.
Morning, Gavin. How are you?
I'm well, and thanks very much for joining us this morning. I'm wondering if you might feel, maybe aggrieved is too strong of a term, but the Clare hurlers have had a good start to 2020, had a league semi-final to look forward to, and, okay, again, it's nobody's fault, really, but all of this has been taken away from you. That must be a bitter pill to swallow.
It is and it isn't in the grand scheme of things. It's pretty irrelevant of the global crisis at the minute, but we had great momentum built. But hopefully, although it's still relatively unknown when championship will start, hopefully we can keep that momentum going if there is a championship this year.
And that's a big question. And isn't it amazing how the three of you, and I'll just put this to yourself, David, isn't it amazing how you've all acknowledged it's irrelevant, and yet 2 months ago, 3 months ago, it was virtually taking over your lives, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it's unprecedented, I suppose, that everyone, Niamh and Owen, are the same. They were training so hard up to, I suppose, until this global issue, and now everything's put on hold. And when you look at it, as Owen already said, sport is very much in the background. It's most important about people's health and well-being. So once restrictions are lifted and people are getting better, hopefully sport can take its place again, provide entertainment for people.
And how important do you think that is? I mean, again, it's out of all of your control, but how important is it that we at least hope and aspire to have a championship that we can cheer each of you and your teams on this summer, do you think, David?
When things get back to routine and normality, I think there's a great opportunity there for an entertaining championship across all sports. The fact that timescales are going to be reduced significantly, there's an opportunity to implement a direct knockout championship, so that will provide extra entertainment for people and probably make up for lost time. I'm sure people are sitting at home now counting down the days and hours for Premier League or GA or ladies football or Camogie to return, so I'm sure people are looking forward to it.
And Owen, I had that exact feeling on Saturday night where it just hit me how much I was really missing just having sport to watch to pass the time as much as anything else. I mean, obviously we want people's health to stay to the fore, but when there is an opportunity for you guys to come back and do your thing, I think it'll be very much warmly welcomed by people.
Oh, well, yeah, because I think, in fairness, especially in Clare, sport was moving in a very positive direction during the league. I think for ourselves, we did a great win up in Cavan. The hurlers were flying at the ladies, had some great performance in a lot of games, and we're lucky not to get a result in a few of them. And the Camogie team had a big win up in Kilkenny, and then we had St. Flannan's as well, which was a huge thing for the county and gave everyone a great lift. So I suppose there was a lot of positive energy coming from a lot of teams amongst the county. So you could see around the place that people just wanted to come over to you and talk to you positively about sport. And it wouldn't just be about your team, it'd be about another county team which is doing well. And you can, I suppose, from people's body language, how positive they'd be talking to you about that certain team. You can see sport is a massive part of a lot of people's lives, not just our lives. So yeah, like that, it'd be great to give everyone a lift when it does come back.
I have been enjoying, Niamh, all the videos of people pucking balls and kicking footballs into dustbins.
They have to be very entertaining now, in fairness. They have kept us sticking over as well, I suppose, and it's a bit of crack as well and a bit of fun behind it all.
Absolutely, indeed. And Lucas, who knows how long this will go on for. You're all keeping it very much into perspective, and there's bigger things to go for it. But David, to yourself, finally, you must be itching to get back on the pitch at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. We're training away individually. Before the lockdown, I was actually doing a bit with Owen's brother Connor and Kevin here from Aine Kilimona. It's just kind of small individual sessions that were good, but as you said, it doesn't compare anything to collective team sports. So we're itching to get back, like you said.
Absolutely. We're looking, we're itching to see us as well. I appreciate you taking the call. Stay safe, and thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much.
All the very best. Much appreciated. You're David Fitzgerald, Owen Cleary, and Niamh O'Dea there.